Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Games and Stuff. I am your host, Avli May, and we will be talking once again about games and some stuff. We're going to talk about mainly games today, but before we start, let's talk about some stuff. What day is it today? Yes, tomorrow, Tuesday night from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. midnight, I will be helping host and play games on ESPN's charity stream in collaboration with Twitch and with the Jimmy V Foundation. Foundation against, fighting against cancer, trying to raise money to find a cure. Incredibly great organization. And with ESPN as well, they're going to have a bunch of fun different guests. They have Naomi Kyle, Monty, Doa, Lil Susie, playing Overwatch sometime in the day. I'm going to be up there with Angels Kimi, my buddy Fion on Fire, who writes about all things League of Legends and Overwatch for ESPN. We're going to be playing. We're going to be doing some awesome challenges. It's going to get crazy, and you should definitely tune in to watch. You can find ESPN on Twitter. I'm pretty sure it's just twitter.com/ESPN Esports. Same thing on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN Esports. I'm going to be up there at 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, and we are going to have 4 hours of amazing fun. So definitely check that out. Drop us any donations if you want to help fight for the cause, fight against cancer, and then hopefully one day we are finally going to be able to kick cancer in the butt. But that's for Tuesday. Let's talk about today and the things that happened this week, especially over Thanksgiving break. Animal Crossing. Absolute classic of the game. I believe it was released in Japan, over 10 years ago on the 64? Maybe even more than that. It was released only in Japan, their 64 version. And a few years later, it was brought to America and the rest of the world on the GameCube. Absolutely great game. It's a game that everyone's going to have nostalgia for. Such a simple game. You are a villager that moves into this new town, and the entire town is just inhabited with animals. So you move in, you are tasked with beautifying the town, with adding new things, with befriending the animals and all of your neighbors, and the most important thing, paying off your loan to Tom Nook. I believe just the name Tom Nook strikes fear into, kids and gamers everywhere, especially fearing for their wallets. I think we can all go back to a time and remember where we were maybe 100 to 200,000 bells in debt to this raccoon, and he was just raking in the money, making us fish our days away, picking up treasures and who knows, and just selling it all back to him so we could give the money back to him. So it was all a scheme. It was all a ploy for him to get more money. But I mean, that was GameCube. After that, there was Animal Crossing Wild World. They brought that out on the DS when the Nintendo DS was released pretty soon after. It was like around a Christmas game. Amazing game where they throw you in and they're like, hey, here's this town. It's portable now, so now it's even easier for you to connect and play with your friends. You could visit other friends' towns. Same thing, you're collecting your fruit, you're collecting your fish, you're trying to finish Blather's freaking fossil collection, which I always did. Not to brag, but Blather's was pretty happy with me. I mean, just such incredible. It was such an incredible game. And what's great about it was it wasn't kind of at that time things were marketed, this is a boys game, where it's like, Modern Warfare 2 or something. That's a boys game. And then you get Barbie Horse Adventure, which was actually a great game. So don't you dare mock my Barbie Horse Adventure and saying that, oh, that's a girl's game. But with Animal Crossing, boy or girl, everyone loved it. It was accessible. It was easy to get into. There were no real barriers or obstacles or skill barriers or anything letting people, join. I mean, even my younger sister, who just was absolutely terrible at any sort of reflex hand-eye coordination game, she was even able to catch the freaking tarantula and some great white sharks during the summer. Like, absolutely incredible. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, like if you've never touched Animal Crossing, and we're talking about catching tarantulas and great white sharks, then you need to pick this game up. But, okay, well, why are we talking about Animal Crossing right now if this game was, you know, so great a couple years ago? Well, they, on the 22nd of November, so right during our Thanksgiving break, Animal Crossing and Nintendo went ahead and said, here you go, here is a mobile version of your favorite game ever, Animal Crossing. Nintendo, you blew our minds and we love you for it. With this game, you kind of same, it's the same thing, but it's different, and they do it in such an incredible, it's just genius. Basically, you move into this new, I don't want to say town, you move into a campsite, and it's basically called like Animal Crossing Camp or something, or Fun Camp, or, you know, something cute like that. Pocket Camp? Yes, Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, I think is what it's called. You move into this campsite, you got Isabel, the little floofy dog, coming up and saying, like, hey, you're our new campsite manager, and you're like, oh, I gotta stop, you know, just showing up to these villages and accepting jobs. But you show up, your campsite manager, and she's like, okay, build some furniture, you know, furnish this campsite, and invite some animals over. Choose what kind of style you want. You could be cool, you could be sporty, you could be natural, or you could be cute. Or you could just collect all of it. And, you know, you're going to invite some animals to your place and it's going to be cool. So the game basically focuses, or the main center and goal is to befriend as many visiting animals as you can and invite them to your campsite. And then once you invite them to your campsite, you can, you know, talk to them whenever, because that's where they're camping out. Otherwise, they have little tents in surrounding areas that you could go to fish, you could go to catch bugs, you could go to find fruit and all that stuff. I took a sip of water because I'm so excited about talking about Animal Crossing. And it is just so much fun. You do errands for the animals and they, you know, they love you to pieces. They come and they stay with you. When I first started the game, I did not put it down for like the next, I want to say, like, I played it for 4 to 6 hours straight, because after then, that's where you kind of get to the, okay, well, you have to wait around for the next thing to activate if you don't want to pay. That's another great thing. Microtransactions in this game, Nintendo is very aware of the pay-to-win kind of atmosphere that's kind of going around gaming right now, and they honestly don't make it that easy. They charge you a lot of money for Leaf bills or Leaf tokens, which is essentially the microtransaction currency in this game. But the thing is, you can get these by completing challenges and completing objectives in the game itself, so you don't really have to pay, which I really like about it. So I mean, yeah, Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, great game, definitely recommend you pick it up. It's, you know, it's free to play on your phone, iOS, Android, I'm sure. It's just a great game, especially if you've never played Animal Crossing before. This is an easy way to kind of get into the world, learn about the characters. Animal Crossing has always had one of the best soundtracks ever. I mean, if you're ever on YouTube and you're looking for homework music, usually Animal Crossing music is what pops up, because it's just like this catchy, ambient music that just, you know, puts you at ease. But speaking of microtransactions in games and microtransactions in the gaming community as a whole, let's talk about the big controversy that was circling the gaming community last week and I think the week before. EA's Star Wars Battlefront 2. Now, Battlefront 2, not to be confused with the original Battlefront 2 that was on the PlayStation 2 when we were, I don't know what. Is that another 10 years ago? Jeez, I'm getting old. Incredible game, incredible gameplay. You could play as your heroes. You played as stormtroopers. You had jetpacks. You just had this amazing single-player campaign just out of the water. I didn't have too many people to play Battlefront 2 with, so I really worked off of the campaign. And I absolutely loved it. It was one of the greatest games ever. In comes EA Games. EA made Battlefront a few years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, Star Wars Battlefront, and it was kind of the reaction to the release about it. created by DICE Studios. EA still retained the license of Star Wars from Disney to make a second game. And in this one, they started throwing in the new characters. So you had Rey, you had Kylo Ren, you had all of these incredible new characters that everyone was excited to play in these maps that everyone wanted to play on. But here comes big boy EA with their loot boxes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, if you wanted to play as your favorite character, Darth Vader, you either had to pay upwards of $20 to $30 in hopes of unlocking him by chance with your loot box, or you had to play, someone did the math, and it was something like a couple hundred hours of play to unlock Darth Vader. That is incredibly messed up, because here you can have someone who started grinding away since the game started, trying to unlock all their favorite characters. Want to play as Yoda, want to play as Kylo Ren, want to play as Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker, Rey. All of these people trying their hardest to unlock characters as they go, which is usually as game, which is kind of the norm is in game progression. And then you could just, you know, spend $20 on it. Incredibly frustrating. So, I'm going to take another sip of water. I'm dying. Losing my voice over here. So, Reddit's response to this was absolutely insane. This, I'm so proud of our Reddit community, because they essentially gathered for, like, a boycott of the game, where they responded to EA's, you know, decision of saying, like, hey, you know, you could help pay for the game if you want to unlock some stuff. You could still play it, but we're going to limit the amounts of currency that you could get per day, which is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And you could just pay for it. That's not how games work, EA. If you're making us spend $60 for a game that we expect to be completed, hopefully with DLC included, which I think they said that the first couple of DLC was going to be included, which means that they essentially did not finish the game. But at least they're not charging us for that, but they wanted to charge us for loot boxes. So Reddit started this whole online campaign where they called for the boycott of EA, and even went so far as to create graphics explaining that EA doing loot boxes is essentially gambling for children. Hopefully trying to reach the parents over Facebook who maybe don't know about this and still are going to want to pick up the game for their kids on Christmas. So this went huge. I think it was on Good Morning America. The controversy is just, it just essentially blew up. Absolutely crazy. And essentially what happened was when the game did come out, no one bought it. I think even passed on Black Friday, there were PlayStation 4 bundles with, they usually have the Uncharted bundle and maybe another game, and people were posting pictures that all of the PlayStation 4 bundles were sold out, except for the PlayStation 4 bundles that were coupled with Battlefront 2. Incredible. Just absolutely incredible. And I mean, for the people who are wondering, oh man, maybe I should have gotten that game, maybe I should have played it, fear not, because there were the few people who did decide to purchase the game to, you know, make sure that you guys didn't have to. On release, there was an incredible amount of lag. The servers were completely buggy. EA obviously didn't put in the money to hold up servers to run games as great as Star Wars, which, you know, people are going to play it regardless of the boycott. So, I mean, just complete crap on EA's part. And EA has just been doing such a crummy job with everything so far. And it's really nice to see them kind of fall flat on their face with this. I think you don't want DICE to fail as a studio, but you do want EA as a whole to fail, and maybe this will kind of get EA and other organizations and companies listening to the gaming base as a whole. We don't want microtransactions. We want the feeling of accomplishment of unlocking things on our own. I mean, great thing to, you know, relate it to is Uncharted. Sure, you beat the game of Uncharted, and then I think you unlock, like, Young Drake or something. Another thing is, if you kill so many people in a certain way, headshots or, you know, something, or maybe you complete a level without getting hit, you unlock all these new characters for Drake. Like, that's great unlock stuff. That's great progression. Same thing with Bayonetta. You kill monsters, You unlock all of this currency, and you can unlock new weapons. You can unlock new character skins. Just, it's a new way to play, and it makes you feel motivated to destroy things and kind of like earn things on your own. But I mean, that's my take on the EA matter. I'm just frustrated with it, and I'm sure the entire gaming community is frustrated with it too. So I mean, if you're looking to pick up a game this holiday, don't pick up Battlefront 2. Not worth your time. EA even released a statement where they said, "Hey guys, we hear you loud and clear. We're going to take out microtransactions, but we're going to add them in at a later date." Guess what that later date was? As soon as they implemented it, or as soon as they released Star Wars Battlefront 2, I think it was 2 days later they turned microtransactions back on. Basically saying, screw you guys, we don't actually care. Don't pick up the game, don't trust EA. The only thing EA is still good for is The Sims. And I mean, they're still charging. I think they charge like $60 for the Pets expansion pack. Like, sure, I loved Sims Pets, but that's ridiculous. So don't, just, screw EA, man. Screw EA, I'll say it. But thanks you guys again for listening. If you liked what you heard, then you could just, you know, keep coming back here every Tuesday. And I'll be here. So until then, I guess I will see you guys next week.